In this video, you're going to see some seriously scary videos that are trending right now. Let's check them out.
In a chilling TikTok video that's been making waves online, user Renee Yarovi, a nurse working the night shift at her local hospital, shared an unsettling experience. During a quiet night, she and a colleague began hearing some strange noises. Curious and slightly unnerved, she decided to film the area to see if she could capture anything unusual. Take a look at what was caught.
Hey! Váyanse de aquí, ahorita va a prender un incienso. Se les acabó el chistecito.
Watching that again, in the far corner, a dark silhouette of a person can be seen standing motionless. What makes the footage even more unsettling is that neither of the nurses seemed to notice the figure at the time. Given the hospital setting, many viewers were quick to speculate that the shadowy figure could be the spirit of a former patient who passed away in this very hospital. The idea that the video might have captured a ghost has left viewers both spooked and fascinated, with the clip quickly going viral. So could this be evidence of lingering spirits in the hospital, or is there another explanation for the mysterious figure in the corner? Let me know your thoughts on this one in the comments down below. Homeowner Della D, known on social media as Della Dawson, recently experienced a chilling encounter in the early hours of the morning. At 4:16 a.m., her Ring doorbell security system captured unsettling footage of an unknown woman at the front door. The mysterious visitor is behaving oddly, peering through the glass door into the home as if searching for something or someone. This continues for some time. Della, who slept through the entire incident, was alarmed when she reviewed the footage the following morning. The woman was a complete stranger and Della had never seen her around the neighborhood before. The eerie encounter has left her feeling uneasy and she shared the video online as a warning to others to remain vigilant. A chilling piece of footage has surfaced from a man living in Indonesia who captured something unsettling while boarding a plane at Juanda International Airport back in 2020. The uploader, who was the first passenger to board the plane that day, decided to record his experience as he walked through the empty cabin. But as he moves down the aisle, the camera catches something that's left viewers baffled. A mysterious figure or presence seems to peek out from behind one of the seats to his right. The uploader insists that the plane was completely empty at the time of recording, leaving many to wonder what exactly is being caught on camera here. This eerie incident has sparked a wave of speculation, with some suggesting the possibility of a supernatural encounter, while others remain skeptical, believing it could be a simple optical illusion or even someone playing a prank. Whatever the explanation, the footage continues to captivate and creep out those who have seen it. So what do you think's been caught here on this empty plane?
Very calculated in my decisions on how to handle this.
A homeowner who goes by the TikTok username Beard and Josh has been documenting a series of unsettling encounters that have left viewers disturbed, According to Josh, he's been experiencing something strange involving his neighbor's child, who has taken to standing eerily still in his front yard for unusually long periods of time. In one particularly chilling instance, captured by his Ring doorbell security camera, Josh noticed that the child had been standing in his yard, motionless, for over 30 minutes. Concerned, he decided to approach the boy to see if everything was all right. This is the footage.
Based on the Ring camera footage, he's been here for about 35 minutes now. Let's see if we can get the creepy neighbor kid.
Despite Josh's repeated attempts to engage with the boy, asking if he's okay or where his parents are, the child remains silent, staring straight ahead, without moving.
He's been standing here, staring at me, in the same spot.
The bizarre nature of the incident sparked a wave of comments, with viewers demanding to know more about the strange situation.
You okay? Are you okay?
In a follow-up clip, Josh provided additional details. The boy is around 10 to 11 years old and lives 7 or 8 houses away. This strange behavior isn't an isolated event. The child reportedly comes to Josh's yard about once a week, each time staying for an unnervingly long duration. Despite the oddity of the situation, Josh has yet to involve the police, though he has attempted to speak with the boy's parents. So far, nothing has come of these conversations, leaving many to wonder what might be going on in the child's life that leads him to such strange behavior. As the footage continues to circulate online, viewers remain captivated by the mystery, eager for any updates that might shed light on this unsettling situation.
Do your parents know you're out here? Hello.
An undisclosed hotel in the United States has recently become the center of some eerie events, leading staff members to believe that the building might be haunted. Over the past few months, employees have reported a series of bizarre occurrences that have left them unnerved and questioning what might be lurking in the hotel's halls. The strange activity came to a head on April 13, 2024, when a staff member received a phone call from one of the guest rooms.
All right, so we're getting crazy calls from this room that is unoccupied in the second floor. And this is like the third time it's happened.
When they go to investigate, they find the room completely empty.
The phone. No one's calling. No one's here. Everything's chilling.
The eerie thing is, this happened over and over again, despite no one occupying the room.
No one here, no phone calls. I'm out. This is weird.
In another instance, two staff members captured some unsettling footage while cleaning the hotel. While doing their duties, they decided to film a little game on their phone. The cleaners wanted to see if they could race the elevator to the bottom floor by running down the stairs. They placed their smartphone facing the elevator and began running. But that's when their phone captured something rather eerie. Take a look. The elevator door keeps opening and closing repeatedly, all on its own. Also, what sounds like a mysterious voice can be faintly heard in the background. Perhaps the most chilling incident occurred when staff members were preparing a guest room. Take a look at what they caught on camera.
Bad, but awesome. No, it's okay.
It can be hard to see at first, but if we slow it down and brighten the image, a dark figure is standing at the back of the room. You can see it in the reflection of the mirror. However, when they turn the camera back to where the figure had been, there's nothing there.
Chat, should the mirror go
here?
In this corner?
The right corner.
Okay. Or in that corner? I don't know. I mean, like, I know it's super dark right now, but I feel like, personally, it would look better in this area. There's just too much backlight. There's, like, not enough good... I don't know.
These occurrences, ranging from unexplained phone calls to ghostly apparitions, have become a near daily occurrence at the hotel. The staff, while not certain of what exactly is causing these strange events, are convinced that something otherworldly may be the cause. As these strange phenomena continue to unfold, the hotel's reputation as a potential haunted hotspot is growing, leaving both employees and guests on edge. Some unusual footage has recently surfaced from Prague, Czechia, capturing what appears to be a mysterious white cube hovering in the air. The footage, uploaded by YouTuber Kirill Astra on July 31st, 2024, quickly went viral, sparking a flurry of speculation and curiosity online. Viewers from around the world began to wonder if this strange sighting was evidence of advanced military tech or even an alien craft. As the video continued to gain traction, an explanation for the strange cube eventually came to light. It was later revealed that the object was not extraterrestrial or secretive military tech, but rather a wayward balloon released by the local circus act, Cirkla Patajka. Despite this more down-to-earth explanation, the sighting had already captured the imaginations of many. While this particular incident has a mundane explanation, Czechia has a history of much more puzzling UFO sightings. One of the most renowned cases occurred on July 12, 1987, known as the Vranov UFO incident. On that day, a bizarre event unfolded over the Vranov Reservoir, a popular destination filled with vacationers. The weather was typical for a summer day with clear skies dotted with clouds, making the following events all the more extraordinary. Witnesses describe seeing a large black cigar-shaped object hovering silently in the sky above the reservoir. The object's appearance and behavior was so unusual that the Czech military was alerted. A helicopter regiment was swiftly dispatched to investigate, and pilots were ordered to pursue the unidentified craft. As the helicopters approached, the object displayed flight characteristics that defied conventional aerodynamics. Whenever the pilots managed to get the object in their crosshairs, it would abruptly change direction, evading capture with incredible agility. The situation escalated when the object suddenly began to approach the helicopters at great speed. The pilots, now on high alert, were forced to take evasive action to avoid a potential collision. The unidentified craft moved at what they described as supersonic speed, darting across the sky from Vranov towards Brno and then further towards Bratislava. Despite its extraordinary maneuvers, the object eventually disappeared from both visual and radar contact, leaving no trace behind. What made the Vranov UFO incident particularly unsettling was the object's apparent intelligence and awareness of the pursuing helicopters. It not only evaded their attempts to track it, but also displayed behavior suggesting it was deliberately toying with the pilots. The event was thoroughly investigated by the military, but no definitive explanation was ever provided, leaving the incident shrouded in mystery. The Vranov UFO incident remains one of the most notorious and well-documented UFO encounters in Czechia. It continues to fuel speculation about the possibility of extraterrestrial visitors or advanced technology beyond our understanding. For many, it serves as a reminder that while some UFO sightings can be easily explained, others remain baffling mysteries that challenge our perceptions of reality. So while the White Cube in Prague may have turned out to be just a balloon, Czechia's history shows that not all strange sightings in the skies can be so easily explained. Before we get to that number one spot, remember to hit that subscribe button, then tickle that little bell icon there and turn on all channel notifications. That way you'll be in the loop every time we drop our scary and creepy content. Here at Slapped Ham, we often explore the theory that we might be living in a simulated reality, a concept that has intrigued philosophers, scientists, and even filmmakers for years. This theory, popularized by the 1999 film The Matrix, suggests that our perceived reality could actually be an elaborate computer simulation. Now, a former NASA physicist named Thomas Campbell is attempting to provide scientific evidence to support this mind-bending idea. Thomas Campbell, who has a background in both physics and consciousness studies, has been working to develop experiments that might prove we are indeed living inside a matrix-like construct. His work is detailed in a 2017 paper published in the International Journal of Quantum Foundations, where he proposes several innovative experiments designed to detect whether our reality is being rendered like a video game. One of the key experiments Campbell is focusing on is a new take on the famous double slit experiment, a foundational demonstration in quantum physics. Traditionally, this experiment shows that light and matter can both behave as particles and waves depending on whether or not they're being observed. Campbell's twist on the experiment aims to remove the observer entirely, hypothesizing that if there's no player or observer, the recorded information might never have existed in the first place. This would be akin to a video game environment where the world around the player only exists when it's being observed or interacted with. In essence, Campbell's theory suggests that the universe is participatory, that is, it only exists when there's someone there to observe it, much like a game that only renders the world around the player as they explore it. If Campbell's experiments were to yield positive results, it could provide strong evidence that reality as we know it is in fact a sophisticated simulation. This hypothesis is being taken seriously enough that scientists at California State Polytechnic University, or Cal Poly, have begun testing Campbell's ideas. Additionally, Campbell has established a non-profit organization, the Center of the Unification of Science and Consciousness, or CUSAC, to fund these groundbreaking experiments. According to CUSAC, these experiments are expected to provide strong scientific evidence that we live in a computer-simulated virtual reality. Campbell's work builds on earlier ideas about simulated realities, such as those proposed by Swedish philosopher Nick Bostrom in 2003. Bostrom's famous paper, Are You Living in a Computer Simulation?, argues that if technological progress continues at its current pace, it's likely that future civilizations will run simulations of their ancestors. Eventually, the majority of minds in existence could be those of simulated beings, leading to the conclusion that we ourselves are likely living in a simulation. However, Campbell's approach differs from Bostrom's. Rather than focusing on the idea of an ancestor simulation, Campbell posits that consciousness is not a byproduct of the simulation, but is instead fundamental to reality itself. His experiments aim to demonstrate the profound connection between consciousness and the cosmos, potentially challenging our conventional understanding of reality. If Campbell's experiments succeed, the implications would be staggering. Proving that humanity is trapped inside a virtual reality would not only revolutionize our understanding of existence, but also raise profound questions about the nature of consciousness, free will, and the universe itself. While Campbell's claims are extraordinary and will require extraordinary evidence, the very pursuit of such questions highlights the ever-expanding boundaries of human inquiry into the mysteries of existence. Whether or not we truly live in a simulation, the quest to understand the nature of reality continues to captivate and challenge us.
Now, if you can't get enough of the old Slapped Ham, don't worry, we've got you covered. Check out that top link there for another episode. Otherwise, there's an enormous playlist there that'll keep you entertained for hours and hours. Leave us a comment down below, hit that thumbs up button. And that's it for me. I'll see you all next time.